There are two words that, as we listen to the sacred text, sort of sum up what we as a people of faith are to be. And those two words that came to me actually yesterday afternoon, they are in Spanish. Abierto means open. Cerrado, closed. Thus the parable of the sower and the seed. The sower in our sacred text is very indiscriminate. Just toss the seed. No matter where it lands, it's going to do something. That seed that is sown will produce something and produce 100, 60, 30-fold if it falls on good soil. But it has to be watered. It has to be cared for. It has to be enriched with much nutrients and fertilizer. The Word of God, as we hear it Sunday after Sunday, weekday after weekday, comes into our ears and flows into our hearts, into our very bloodstream as a people of faith. Or it should. If not, then how receptive are we to that Word of God that has power to save? And really, as we look at being open or being closed, it's about the receptivity of that Word of God. Being open to the presence of God moving among us. Being open to the Word of God, receptive of it. Being open and receptive to our liturgy, this work, Sunday after Sunday, of the people of God. Being receptive and open to the pulse of the community that gathers Sunday after Sunday. So much so that when we leave here, we produce good for the kingdom of God. We produce good for where we walk, where we move, where we breathe, where we have existence. So as we have heard the sacred text today, it's been planted in our ears. May we allow that word to move into our hearts. May we allow that word to flow through our bloodstream. That as we have heard the word, and as soon we will break the bread and pour the wine and receive who we are body and blood of Christ. May we be transformed into that body and blood. Be transformed by that word of God, that we might transform others. If you will indulge me for a moment, there is, and I don't normally do this, I know, it's funny. But I have a purpose for pulling out my phone. There's someone among us, there may be some others too, but I know of one person today who does not speak any English, but only Spanish. And I'm not going to repeat all of the homily in Spanish, but here is just a couple of words for this particular person today. And I'm not the best at Spanish. I don't know much Spanish. A few words here or there. But the translator is wonderful. And for this person, tenemos que ser receptivos a la palabra de Dios y la liturgia y la comunidad de Dios llamado Iglesia, entonces podemos estar abiertos al Espíritu.